Hello, can you put me through to George Norrie, please?
You're on the air, sir.
Hi, George.
Yes.
Oh, hi, this is UFO Phil.
UFO Phil, how are you?
I'm fine. You didn't sound like yourself for a minute there. I don't know what was happening with your voice.
Oh, you mean before?
No, well, when you answered the phone, I didn't think it was you.
Well, there's been talk that I may very well be a computer program, Phil.
It might be. It also might just be my ears, because I haven't been hearing things normally ever since I got shocked.
What happened to you?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, first I have to ask you, is this being recorded? Is this whole show recorded?
This whole show is being recorded.
Okay, that's good. I need
for posterity, Phil.
Yeah, I need everything documented in case I don't come back tonight. What happened was I got shocked because I told you before I'm working on a time machine.
Yeah, okay. I hope it's much better than the one I was part of.
Well, it hasn't been going very well at all, actually. I was having trouble getting enough power, so I switched from, I was using a regular outlet, and then I switched to 220. I just threw my dryer out, and I plugged it in there. And then it still wasn't enough power, so I had to figure out something else. So I changed it so it ran off of 440.
440?
Yeah.
You're trying to blow yourself up?
Well, I figured it would be safe because I was just using two different standard 220 plugs, which were safe. But once I twisted the wires together, it got a little strange.
And you were holding on to these wires, I bet.
Well, I do have a power regulator that I use with the wires go straight into. Do you remember those cars that would zip around on the black track, the little toy cars, and you had the gun and you'd squeeze the trigger?
Yeah, and if you squeeze it too fast, the cars would go flying.
Exactly. Those are the things that I cut those off and I soldered them onto the 440 that I was using, and I used those to regulate the power. But then when I got in the time machine and when the water started leaking into the chamber and I started to feel a little bit of electric shock, I started to tense up and then I squeezed it all the way and then that let more power in.
Phil, you're lucky you didn't kill yourself.
I know. It's a good thing I passed out because that's the only way I was going to let go of those triggers. But I'm very hopeful tonight. I found a friend of mine who knows a little bit more about electricity, and he's wired up an alternative power source that I can use tonight.
Well, if you're successful in this time machine,
yes.
Where are you going? What time period?
I would like to go back to the 50s.
The 50s?
Yes, there was such great music back then, George.
Well, you can buy a CD, Phil. You don't have to worry about all that.
No, I would like to go see a live show. I would like to go see Pat Boone live.
He was good. Did you hear him on our show?
I did. It was great.
He's got some magic, huh?
He does. So if it works tonight, if my very special, powerful alternative power source actually does what it's supposed to be, does what it's supposed to do, then you might not hear from me for a while.
You promise?
I.
Thanks, Phil. Take care. Oh, why did I say that to the poor guy?